Hi, I'm Tara Inman, Dean of Students for Global Education. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today I'll be talking with sophomore day student Gabrielle Culberson and her mom, Rayanne, about Gabrielle's journey with kidney disease and the upcoming One Kid, One Kidney 5K being hosted at Darlington on Saturday, April 27th in her honor.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, and thank you for making time to be here. Gabrielle, would you just talk a little bit about what you do at Darlington, when you came to Darlington, and then we'll kind of go from there.
I came to Darlington last year, and I came mostly for the soccer academy. Mm-hmm. And then since my disease progressed, I started to do more around campus, and I started to engage with the lacrosse team and some of the soccer team. Mm-hmm. And then I also started to do stuff with the theater program. Mm-hmm. With Stagecraft.
Yes. Awesome.
So yeah.
Great. So you're involved in lots of different things.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you and your mom, you guys can go back and forth on this story. Talk about kidney disease, when it kind of entered your life, how it's impacted you, what your journey's been like, and bring us all the way up to where you are today.
Well, I've had kidney disease since I was young, and it didn't really affect me until halfway through freshman year. Okay. Last year. Mm-hmm. When something happened and it just decided to really flare up. Mm-hmm. And it ended up in me in December of this last year, 2023, having my kidneys removed and being placed on dialysis. Mm-hmm. And currently we are awaiting transplant, and it's
Yay.
2 months away.
Yay!
So, almost mm-hmm. there.
And you do have, a donor.
Yes.
In case people are listening, we know we do have it.
Yeah. It was a crazy, wonderful blessing all the way around. The doctors told Gabrielle, she had started dialysis after we came back, and her disease had progressed. Mm-hmm. Halfway through freshman year. And they gave her 3 months. They said, okay, you can find a living donor. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to put her on the list, and Gabrielle's like, nope, I want a living donor. I don't like the word cadaver.
Yeah.
And so we started a social media campaign. Mm-hmm. And so the day we launched billboards, we did TV, we did mm-hmm. newspaper. And about 15 minutes after the campaign went live, I got a message on Facebook, and it was from one of her old soccer coaches that said, hey, what's Gabrielle's blood type? And flash forward about 45 minutes later, he had just been approved to be a donor mm-hmm. with Emory, mm-hmm. and which is a sister hospital to Choa. Mm-hmm. And he asked if he could be tested to be Gabrielle's match. And we found out the 1st of December that he is a match, and that we are going to transplant May 31st. And it's all Brian Inman's fault, because she wants to take her AP exam before she goes.
I would like to say that Mr. Inman has said he really doesn't want you to do that on his account, but he knows you. He knows you are a very diligent student, and that you're going to, and that you're determined, and you're going to do what you think you need to do. But
yeah. But she's been doing dialysis 7 nights a week.
Okay.
9 hours a night.
Wow.
But she's really been doing great with everything. I mean, we had a couple of setbacks, some small ones, but overall she's been doing really, really well.
Well, I can just attest from the school side that, nobody would ever know anything from the way that G, which is what everybody I know calls her, the way that G carries herself at school and interacts with her friends and participates in activities and plays lacrosse and, just makes no excuse, even though she could make an excuse with her schoolwork, never makes an excuse with her schoolwork. So I'm glad that you're able, to be here and be such a part. And I think most people have absolutely no idea, but I think it's
they really don't.
A
Even
testament
some of her
to
closer
how
friends.
It's a testament to how strong and determined you are. I think that really is why people don't. I mean, of course, when I think when you were out, people were certainly like knew, you know, your friends anyway knew that you were not well. Fall, I think, was challenging. Right? Mom says,
that was an understatement. The fall was very challenging. Yeah.
And that's why you ultimately had the kidneys. Let's just get them out, right? Mm-hmm. They were not helping you.
And it's the craziest thing because she's so much better now that they're out.
Yeah.
They were just making her really, really sick. And they typically, even with transplant patients, they try to hang on to the kidneys for as long as they can because they help.
Yeah.
On a number of different levels. And it's crazy how many things in your body that you would never associate with your kidneys. Mm-hmm. Blood cell reproduction. Mm, red blood cells. They make you anemic if you don't have kidneys. Yeah. Surprise. But they try to hang on to them.
But G was the exception. Yeah. G's were the exception, right?
Yeah, they tried to, tried to hang on to them for as long as they possibly could. But in her case,
they were hurting more than helping.
Yeah. A lot more than they were. And it was just, they came to us and we were not thrilled, but we're like, okay, let's do it. And it was amazing within weeks, the difference in just her overall, her appearance, the way she felt, everything. So it's been wonderful. I mean, I just said, getting her kidneys out was wonderful.
Probably felt kind of scary when you knew you were going to do it because you think, what is that? Like I said, I think everybody here is in awe of your strength and determination. And I'm not surprised because that's what they've come to know of you and expect from you. but I do think, I want you to know that. I know you don't like a lot of attention on yourself, but you're definitely an inspiration to lots of people here. Thank you for that. So let's talk a little bit about the 5K, if that's okay.
We can absolutely.
So want to talk about one kid, one kidney. Yep. And talk about kind of the organization that it's going to benefit, what the plans are, the date, the.
So One Kid, One Kidney was kind of the brainchild of a group of us for Gabrielle to start getting her story out there and help raise awareness. And initially it was to help her find a donor. Clearly it worked.
Yeah.
And so we decided that we needed to fundraise because transplant expenses and drug expenses and everything are crazy. I mean, she's got one medication, and she takes a lot of medications, but there's one that's like $1,000 a month with insurance. And so we partnered with CODA, which is Children's Organ Transplant Association, and it's a nonprofit that's been around over 30 years. And they help kids with organ transplants, so it's all organs, helps them with their expenses. And the way it really works is you partner with them, and then you do community fundraising, like the 5K, where you raise money, but 100% of the funds raised is available for use for Gabrielle.
Right.
So there's no fees, there's no, they don't take a chunk or any of that. It's all for the children and their families to use for travel, for co-pays, for travel to and from the hospital, for drugs, for, whatever insurance doesn't pay. And it's crazy because, we're still processing claims from February of 23.
Yeah.
So who knows what'll pop up.
Yes.
But it's a fantastic organization. That's awesome. And so the 5K was kind of, what could we do to engage with the community? We're from Cartersville. So with the community here that everybody at any different level could participate in.
Yeah.
And of course, Darlington has been wonderful, and
we're honored to be a part. Yeah.
And CODA has been very supportive. They have really got on board, and there's a couple of other events going on as well, but they have just really had our back and been very good at helping us. And when we reach our first milestone, I would like to put this out there. 25,000 is our first milestone. We get a grant from CODA.
Wow.
That matches up to 15% of what we have raised.
Wow. Okay.
So, so we're on the precipice. We're right a little over, we're right at 20, I think, is where we're at right now. So that's I'm hoping the 5K will help us just
get
kind of
over,
that hump. But
so you can, that would be,
that's one of our goals.
Goal for the event overall, but it's a great goal for the specific event. That's good to know.
Well, and the deadline to raise 25 is the end of April.
Okay.
So April 27th would be, we're right on the end. They gave us 6 months.
Yeah.
So if you do $25,000 the first 6 months, you get a grant. And then, I can't remember honestly if it was $2,500 or $5,000. And then the next 6 months, if you raise an additional $25,000, you get $10,000 added on. Okay, and that's a grant from the organization. Wow. And again, all of that is available for her to use for expenses. And it follows her entire life.
Okay.
You have to be under 18 to become a part of the program. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a life-saving transplant.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But once you're in forever. Okay. So she can use this platform and take it with her when she's 35, 40 years old, sure, if she needs it to help pay for medication.
Okay.
So cool. They're pretty awesome.
It's great to be a part of that. I'm like helping you get this.
Yes, it's exciting.
Started. And also, are you still, you know, I know that the Inman family really loves our One Kid, One Kidney sweatshirts. Are you still going to be, you know, selling...
We're going to come out with a spring line.
Spring line.
I'm getting ready to launch a spring line because I figured everybody was coming out of sweatshirts. Yes. So mm-hmm. I was going to try to launch that in conjunction with this month. This month is Organ Donor Awareness.
Yes.
It's National Give Life Month.
How about that? That's great timing.
It's National Give Life Month.
Okay.
So that was my plan, is to launch it kind of simultaneously with the 5K. And I'm going to try to have some hopefully at the 5K for sale.
Yes. That's a great idea. Well,
because people want tanks and short
sleeves. Yes, that's right. Because it's going to, although it's cold today, it's going eventually, we think, to be warm. We know it will be.
Sure, it will.
It will be very warm.
Tomorrow.
Yes, probably.
It'll be 90 tomorrow.
Yes. So great. Well, and I know one of the ways, you know, thinking about how Darlington, if Darlington families are listening to this, you know, we certainly, you can help by signing up. We are doing, I think, a fun run.
Yes, a one-mile fun run
for kids. Walk, run, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 5K, you can walk it, you can run it. I will probably do the 1 mile
fun run, walk.
Fun walk.
Fun walk, yes.
And also, you know, our senior class is kind of engaging with this as their senior service project. So I think we'll have a lot of...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's kind of their plan. A lot of them, you know, are looking excited to help. So I think we'll have lots of volunteer opportunities. And of course, just opportunities for volunteers in general. I think it's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be great.
A really
we're
going to
have, I'm trying to think of the name of the Frio's Pops are going to be there for
sure.
Yay,
Frio's.
They're coming out and they're fantastic. Mr. Cowan has offered to give a portion of the proceeds to the foundation. Mm-hmm. And then, there is another Mexican restaurant that's also going to have their food truck out there.
Okay.
And so we're going to do coffee and tea and
Flick,
hot chocolate.
I think it's working with you.
Or lemonade and hot tea or cold tea, depending on the weather.
Depending on the weather, yes. I talked with them also, and I asked, Flick is our food service provider here at Darlington, and I think they're...
Yes, that's
help,
the plan.
Yes, partner. And so I said, you know, it might be coffee and hot chocolate. It might be water and lemonade. So
true story.
We'll see how the weather shapes up and what people are, you know. And you never know in April. You really don't know.
Nope. So we're just, you know, as long as we don't have rain, we can actually that's take care of all the rest.
Hey,
just
I have run one 5K in my life, and it was in the rain.
Oh.
And I ran the whole
That's rain. Why you ran one.
Yep. And it was to benefit Arthritis Foundation. Well, we hope that lots of people will certainly sign up, and we're excited and honored to be a part of G's journey, and are grateful that we have her here. And
if anybody wants to read more about it, they could go to Children's Organ Transplant Association or codaforg.com and check out her blog is on there. Okay. The 5K sign up is on there.
Okay.
And any future events we have, it's constantly updated and posted. Great. And just, you know, it kind of follows her journey for the last year and a half of what's been going on.
Awesome.
Some pretty funny stories on there.
Good.
There's, you know, bad beans. It's one of the stories where we got our kidneys out. But it's a really good way of keeping up.
Okay. Well, we can share that information certainly on Darlington's social media stuff too. Are you going to run, G?
Yeah,
G's going to run.
G is going to run the 5K.
Okay. Good for G.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working. That's my excuse.
Yes. Well, I'll help you.
You're volunteering to help
me.
See,
help
we're
you.
Busy.
Yes.
We had every intention of running it, Terry,
yes,
you and I.
Too much to do.
Too much
to do. Responsibility. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us today.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.